Hey everybody, welcome to another mini episode of How Did This Get Made? Our next movie is a movie that you, the audience, have begged us to see and talk about. It's a movie that I didn't even really want to see, but because you asked, we are going to see it. It is, of course, Green Lantern, the superhero movie that critics are calling unnecessary. I don't know much about this movie. I do know that the main villain in it is green gas. Yes, take that in for a second. It's a green gas that makes people feel fear, I think. We'll know more about it soon. So go out, see this movie, but before we do, let's listen to the trailer because it's pretty amazing.
Sorry, I gotta run. Make yourself at home, okay? There's water in the tap.
Hal, you're late. This test today, it's important.
I'm gonna make you look good up there, don't worry. Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes. When I'm flying, it feels like anything is possible. It's like no matter how bad things get, there's something good out there, just over the horizon.
Hal Jordan.
The ring. It chose you. Use its power to defend our universe. Become one of us. Become a Green Lantern.
The ring said it was a great responsibility.
Responsibility?
You? Let's hope so.
Anything I see in my mind, I can create. The one thing that a Green Lantern is supposed to be is fearless. That isn't me.
You had the ability to overcome fear.
Some pretty serious images.
Wow. I know, right? Woo!
Fun-loving guy who gets turned into a guardian of an alien race. I am not a fan of these comic books, so I know that I'll get some wrath for that, but this movie doesn't make me want to see it at all. But the one thing that I did find so funny, Andy Richter actually tweeted this. He goes, oh good, a superhero with a poem. And that is actually what we want you guys to do for this film, for our little game. We want you to come up with a more appropriate poem for the Green Lantern. I believe it's like in the darkness of night to something something, the Green Lantern comes around. You'll see it. It's on like all the advertising billboards and stuff, and he says it in the movie. So what we want you to do is come up with your own, you know, three-line poem that more acutely describes Green Lantern, the movie. So enjoy the movie. I don't think that any of us will, but we should all go out and see it. Thank you for your recommendations. It was a huge, huge, overwhelming response that you guys wanted us to see this movie. As always, leave your poems on our Facebook page or on earwolf.com. That's where we always check it. We do not check the How Did This Get Made email address anymore. So just Facebook and How Did This Get Made. Also, just a little news, in old How Did This Get Made episodes, we watched Sucker Punch, and that movie had to be PG-13, but we heard originally it was rated R. And now we finally have the proof. The Sucker Punch DVD came out, and they have the missing scene with John Hamm that actually explains why his character is relevant. The thing that makes no sense in the movie makes sense finally. We're going to post that up on our Facebook page. You can watch it. It's a creepy, creepy scene. Yeah, I don't want to say more about it than that, but if you thought all the rape was creepy, this is kind of even more creepy. Well acted, well performed, super creepy. So go see Green Lantern, and go make up your own poem. We'll see you next week on How Did This Get Made?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com.
The wolf dead.